In our readings for today, from the first reading, we hear the story of the evangelist, Philip, baptizing the man we call the Ethiopian eunuch. Unfortunately, his name is lost to us in history. It could be that his name was not recorded by the author of the Acts of the Apostles, or if it had already been lost because he was not in the area when these events were recorded. But it is interesting because his baptism is one where we can see ourselves in him, no matter where we are from, no matter our situations in life. He was a court official of what, instead of saying the Ethiopian queen, she was called the Candace, not a name, a title. And because of that, his situation as a eunuch was to allow him to enter into a position of service by preventing him from having children of his own. In essence, he was a victim of ritualized violence, something that has been done in many cultures over many centuries, in fact, millennia. However, he was someone who had an affinity for God, which, of course, is a sign that God has an affinity for him. We don't know whether he was truly a member of the Jewish family of faith believers, or whether he was someone on the margins, whether he was admitted or whether he was not admitted into the practices and worship in the temple. It's unclear. There's some evidence that he probably would have been more on the margins. And that's where we come in. All of us can see ourselves in his baptism, questioning of our role in the church, questioning of our growth in faith in the church, and whether we can participate. He asked, "What is to prevent me?" And Philip responded. That dialogue between the two of them is really an example of going back thousands of years now of what Pope Francis asks of us when he asks us to be a synodal church. When we ask ourselves as a parish, how are we involving and encountering others? How do we as church, locally and globally, encounter and encourage others? How do we respond in ourselves to the call from God to be engaged, to grow in faith? So let us today pray for this unnamed fellow to be our saint to guide us. Maybe someday we'll get to meet him. Maybe someday we'll hear more of his story. Not on this side of death, I think, but we can certainly keep him in our prayers and ask him to pray for us.